Hey, Leslie, good morning.
Hello.
Good morning, Leslie. How's it going?
Good.
Good, good.
What's happening?
So, sorry about that. I was in a meeting earlier, but they let me leave a little early. I hate meetings.
Yeah, that was nice. Whoa!
But I guess they're necessary sometimes.
Yeah. You know.
One of those things. It's start of the month, so new month. October was like I was fighting a boxer or something. I don't know. Could have been better.
Really?
Well, it's fourth quarter, and usually everything kind of picks up, but it's we'll see. I think it's because it's election year.
Yeah.
Everyone's kind of waiting to see what happens.
Can't wait for this to be over with. That's for sure.
Oh, seriously, this one's brutal.
It's been a pain in the ass.
Really has.
Yeah, it has been brutal. So, the guy that I was talking about yesterday to you?
Yes.
Did I talk to you about that guy yesterday?
Yeah, briefly. You mentioned that his bank's cross-collateralizing everything, and he's looking to kind of get underneath that.
Right. So, he is pulling his credit score for me now to see if it climbed at all because he paid off some stuff. And I just wanted to see what you guys might have available for him.
Well, what I was thinking about this is if we consolidate everything into one lease, he's still kind of in the same boat if he looks to pay something off separately, you know what I mean? It's still going to have a lien on it.
No, we have to do it. Yeah, we would have to do everything separately.
Yeah, like one at a time.
Can you do that?
Sure. Yeah, I don't see why not. It's going to be kind of a pretty old basis, but...
Yeah. So they're all leases. Then do you get a little discount if you pay off early or no?
Not much. I mean, it's
okay.
Very, very little, unfortunately. But what I can do is
okay.
I can set it up on a fairly short term, you know, and try to keep the payments around what he's making now or hopefully a little less.
Well, he'd like to... Yeah.
I mean, some of these he's probably...
That'll save...
Right. I can do an equipment finance agreement, so there's no buyout at the end. But either way, he still pays the same amount at the end of the whether he pays it off earlier, just goes to the full lease.
Right.
But my thought on that though is that a lot of these he probably financed for 3 to 5 years, and if I can get a payment around the same as what he's paying now, you know, for 2 years or even a year in some cases, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, or whatever, then you know, it's not going to affect his cash flow. And he can pay it off, and not have to affect his other collateral.
Right.
Otherwise, if we do working capital, the term on that is probably going to be only about maybe 12 to 15 months, maybe 18 months if we're lucky.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to work.
Yeah, I mean, the only benefit to that
I wasn't thinking about how you guys do that daily withdrawal.
In his case, it might be weekly, but still, I mean, it's either weekly or daily.
That's
so
too high of interest and too taxing for this guy.
Gotcha.
We
okay.
need to make it less. I need him to get a better rate than he has currently, and be able to have everything separated out. So what I need from you guys is, I need to know what the what I need to know is what you need.
Okay.
The minimum credit score to approve it. Bankruptcy, okay, yes or no. You know, that kind of stuff. Parameters on the qualifying.
Does he have a bankruptcy right now?
For him. Huh?
Does he have a bankruptcy right now?
He had one on his credit, like, in 2007 from
2007.
A cattle company. It wasn't personal.
Okay.
It was one of his businesses.
Well, it's more than 7 years old, so it shouldn't be reporting any longer. Isn't that right? It's after 7 years, they shouldn't report it?
I think that they show up depending on what you look at.
Maybe it's a Chapter 7 that's 7 years, or I forget. But
it was a Chapter 13, yeah.
Was it?
And it was on a business that he had, you know.
People might as well just do a Chapter 7. I mean, they do the same amount of damage, and in Chapter 7, you don't have to pay them back. Chapter 13, you still have to pay it. It just puts it on a payment plan.
Maybe it was a 7. It must have been a 7 because of what you told me about it. I'm telling you wrong, probably.
That's okay. Well, I think for now, all I need is...
stuff I need.
Well, I think to get the ball rolling, all I need is just your application.
Well, see, he doesn't want to have his credit pulled if we don't know it's going to be qualified.
Unfortunately,
so I need you to send me some of the qualifying factors so that we can decide if it's a good fit before I go and bang it out.
I hear you, but, I mean, honestly, underwriting probably wouldn't even entertain the idea just to provide someone with some... quotes or whatever without knowing what they're really getting into.
I don't need quotes. I need to know what they will buy and what they won't buy. I need to know what they're looking at.
I mean, there's really no minimum credit score.
Time in business. So, all right.
But I've got people approved with a 530 credit score before, so they just look at a lot of factors. It sounds like he's been in business for a while, and
well,
he's purchased.
What are the factors? Can you send me a list?
Sure, I can compile some things and see
like
if.
Like, what are all the factors that they look at?
Sure. I can do that.
Okay, do that, and then let me look at it and talk to my customer about it and see if I can make it work.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay. All right, hon. Take care.
You too. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.